real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Yuza. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George, or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, welcome to Automotive 101 with your host, George Nita. And let me just start off with some good advice. Put royal purple in your car, use ethanol, and clean it with Degreaser 2000. All right, so we've covered all the auto stuff. Hey, everybody, Rolling Bob here sitting in for George, who's on the phone, but I'm not letting him on the air right now because I am in charge, and Rolling Bob is rolling. So I'm here with Christy and Bob, and I want you to call in because what we're going to do today is we are going to solve the rail. We've been in the station talking about it, and we are going to hash it out, and you're going to call in and tell us how we could fix it because the way we're going, to me, is nowhere. Spend a lot of money. Now, the only way I would change my mind, full disclosure, is if I'm getting paid. So if you folks that support the rail would like me to stop coming up with better ideas, send me a check.
Well, first you got to come up with a better idea. Start at the beginning.
Okay, but before we do that, let's get George on because I don't want to keep him on hold. Can we have George? Okay, while they're waiting for that, let me give you the number, 524-1080.
Hang on.
And that's 524-1080, so expect you to give us a call. And right now, live from Vegas, Mr. George Nita.
Merry Christmas, Bob.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, so first off, how's your daughter?
She's fine. I just wanted to talk about when we first hooked up together and all that. Remember those days?
Yeah, I was just telling them in the studio about how you argued with me. And then, of course,
we had Dale Payson with us.
That's right. We had Dale and who was the cousin that drove the white Malibu? Jan.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Jan, Dale, me, and George. Could you believe that?
Right.
About four of us. All arguing right. About cars. And this was, and that matter of fact, the one show that I remember the most was when Dale Earnhardt died. And Dale came on and was like, oh man, and I wasn't in the NASCAR yet.
Yep.
But anyway, how was Vegas?
Very, very cold.
You know, it's been cold over here. I got a jacket.
Not 30 degrees.
Oh, no, 30 is cold.
Yeah, I think so.
So how did you get...
Can't wait to get home.
Oh, of course. I haven't been... You know, last time I was in Vegas was 75. I should probably go back. And I'm not banned, so don't anybody think I got banned from Vegas, because that'd be kind of hard to do. So what's your, like, tip for the week?
Well, the tip for the week is too much of the human race and the world has forgotten the real meaning of Christmas. Christmas is not about giving. It's about celebrating Jesus Christ's birthday. That's what it's about, and loving everybody. Not this turmoil and everything that we're having and crazy drivers on the road and
Which remind me, I got to tell you the story about the guy that raced me here on the Poly.
What?
Yeah. I was driving along, and there was a car in front of me that kind of, you know how somebody's driving 5 miles under the speed limit, And then, of course, you have a person in the left lane driving 2 miles over the speed limit, so you can't really, you know, get by. So I was in the left lane. The guy pulls up beside me and starts waving his arm at me. So I'm thinking, is my car on fire? Is something about, because there's nowhere he can go, right? There's 2 cars in front of me on both lanes.
Yeah.
So I slow down. I let him in. He shoots me the bird. Because I can see he's aggravated. So I slow down. He pulls over. I get in the right lane. I drive up beside him. He shoots the bird at me. So I'm like, okay. I don't know what else you wanted me to do. But because of the position, now we're driving up the Power League. And he's got the big Nissan truck. And I'm just my little 4-cylinder Toyota minivan. By the way, thank you very much, Toyota. And I'm just cruising along, 50. He zooms up. I catch up with him. He zooms up, or he's getting madder and madder. I can see it. I keep pulling up beside him. I look over. Christy's laughing. She knows what I'm talking about. You get that look. And you're like, whoa, okay. But I got to pull up beside him because we get over to Poly. It's a stoplight. And he stops. And how many times have I told this story about you could waste all the gas you want till you get to the stoplight?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And then everybody you pass pulls up beside you. Now, I understand that people have a lot of stock in Shell and Tesoro, and they need to buy a lot of gas. That's why you buy a truck that gets like 7 miles to a gallon idling. You know, and it's good. And I know I'm probably pissing off about 40 people who are trying to figure out if it was them. was he talking about me? Because I can tell you, there is a million great Toyota minivans, which is why I'm not worried about it.
Well, Bob, the only thing he was flashing you was that you're number one.
That's right. I keep forgetting that. Because it is Christmas. He's probably going, hey, I recognize you, Rolling Bob. What? You're number one. You're
number
the guy.
Right. Exactly. But, you know, like I try to tell the people this whole month, this is our last month after how many years that we've been on the year, on the air.
Yeah, I know. I was
really sad.
I was looking on the computer. We have 8 years of archives. So actually,
yeah,
if you went
on
to the website,
we've been on the air longer than that.
Well, we only saved them for 8 years. Remember, the internet stuff is kind of recent. So,
yeah.
if you're like hardcore Auto 101 fan, you can start 8 years ago. And it'll take you 8 years if you listen to one show a week. Or you could do the Netflix things and binge out on George Nita Auto 101 like 8 hours a day. You will be so Auto 101 that your like car will just float down the road. Your tires will always be in perfect condition. I know George is over there shaking his head going, this is why we don't let Bob on the microphone longer than a minute.
No.
So while we're closing, so typically on radio, like when you're ending a show, you do the like flashback moment. So here's my flashback moment with George. So we're on a radio show and George's talking about synthetic oil and he knows this story. And he was, at the time it was it Synergy? Synergen?
Synergen.
Synergen. So he tells me, hey, you should put this in your car. And at the time, I had the worst car I've ever owned, a VW Jetta. Was like, it was good, and I swear, 1 week before the warranty went out, that car, stuff just started breaking on it. Engine coil went out. The tail lights would burn out once a month. I mean, I just had a bad car. So anyway, I go into the store and I'm looking for synthetic oil. So I see this big sign says castor oil, synthetic oil. George said, put synthetic oil in the car. I come back to the shop for him to put it in the car. He goes, what is this? I go, synthetic oil. He goes, that's not synergen, it's castor. I go, it says synthetic. What? And of course, from that moment on, he told that story for years. Like, oh man, Roland Bob, you send him in to get something, he just comes back completely different. And it was on sale too, so it just made sense.
Yep.
But then back then, the biggest thing we argued about was synthetic oil. And everybody told us we were crazy. Synthetic oil was too expensive, wasn't any better than regular oil. You shouldn't put it in the car, blah, 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 blah. Now, every new car, synthetic oil. So, you know, sometimes it just takes a while, you know. But I've been studying flat earth, but we'll do that in the last segment.
Yeah.
But Bob is going, what? This guy is...
We don't have Bob's minute today because...
we got Bob's hour.
George's minute.
Yeah, George's minute.
Yeah, it's my minute.
George, you can stay on the line the whole phone. Stay. Look, I'm
remember, Bob, the memories we had from the beginning were great.
Yep, they were. Jan and I just cracking up, texting back and forth, doing the show. It was good times. You know, it's in everybody's life, no matter what you're dealt, and we all have tragedies and stuff, there's always good stuff to look back on.
Yep.
There's always something. And that's what you got to fixate on. You know, not the, oh, I stubbed my toe, or, you know, hey, I remember that time when I was a kid. I can still taste cherry snowballs. And I'm looking at Bob because he's from D.C., and he'll know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And then you get over here as shaved ice.
Yeah, it took me a little bit to figure that one out. Shave ice? They're snow cones.
And then I'm going, do you put shaving cream on ice? What is shaving ice?
No, I just thought it was like really fine crushed ice that you put in your drink. I was like, man, they're heavy into like the way they crush their ice out here.
Oh, yeah. No. And then once you get into the
snow. Because I know what a snow cone is.
Right, exactly. On the snow, we call them snowballs.
Yeah.
They just cut a ball and it's had the little pointed cup. And you put cherry, whatever juice.
Whatever color sugar it was.
And then you come over here and it's like an amazing thing that you gourmet. And then I know people that have shave ice places. They all make their own syrups. That's the whole secret.
I heard on, if you're from Kauai, you call it ice shave.
Oh, really? Ice shave? Okay.
That the is ice, the end of the world.
The ice shave this morning.
For those of you listening and you have a question, call in because this is second to the last show. And need to find
which
out
which number is right
about
here?
Anything. You
this
just
one?
Call me the shop line, is 847-5554, and I'll be able to help you. Other than that, if you have a question now, you can call at 888-5204. 888-5204.
All right. And I'll just say it one more time because I like to hear myself talk. So you could call us at 888-4204. See, I can't talk and read at the same time. That's why I'm Rolling Bob. Just let me drive.
That's why he's the bass player.
That's right. I'm a bass player. I just sit in the corner, mind my own business.
Doesn't have any vocal responsibilities at all.
No. Except for jokes between songs. Who do we have?
Okay, we have Dot 3 Dean on the line.
Dot 3 Dean, my man.
Hey, how you doing, Rolling Bob?
Oh, see, almost forgotten. Almost forgotten.
Hey, what I wanted to share was on George's show that, yes, it's sad to say that this is the penultimate show before it goes out the air. But, you know, I have to thank George for all the automotive knowledge I have today. You know, so much I had learned, you know, from him. And, yes, when I had a 1992 Mazda MPV, I didn't believe in using synthetic oil. And that's why I had, you know, engine damage prematurely.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't believe in premium Shell V-Power gas either in those days. So that's why my Mazda MPV was short-lived.
Oh, man. The Mazda MVP. I'd forgotten about those cars. And now you're driving a Mustang Salon? Right?
Mm-hmm.
So what car are you driving now? I mean, what?
A Toyota Sienna. I have now a Toyota Sienna minivan.
Wait a minute. I have a Toyota Sienna minivan. We should start a little racing league. No, think about it. People race everything. I want to race minivans. Mm-hmm. We'll get a bunch of us and we'll go down to Waikiki. We'll have drag races between lights.
Anyway, the thing that, I wanted to say to the listeners is after this week, we are going off the air. How did I even get the namesake of Dr. Dean? So there's a little story to this. George has always recommended using DOT-4 brake fluid, but it just so happens that one day, Leave It to Later Lori, along with Silicone Sam, they needed to do a brake fluid flush on Leave It to Later Lori's car. So when they brought all their own shop supplies to George's shop on Kaumu Lee Street, the first thing George asked Leave It to Later Lori and Silicone Sam, can somebody tell me what's wrong with this bottle? And, it was like, they had no clue what George was talking about. It just so happened, by coincidence, I show up, and then I need to buy an optimal battery from George. So Laurie, Leave It to Nader Laurie, and Silicone Sam said, George, ask him, he might know the answer. I said, it's my fault. I bought that top 3 because I couldn't find any top 4 from O'Reilly Auto Parts. So that's the story of how I became known as top 3D.
That's similar to my story. You know what I think the real problem is? George's communication skills. I don't think he clearly defined DOT-5 to you. He just said, go get some brake fluid. I know, George. I know you're on the air. I know you're listening. You're probably nodding like, yeah, I might have said that. Because he didn't say specifically to me synergy. He said synthetic oil. And I bet he told you brake fluid.
Because it was the same color, black.
Yeah, well, that's true. It was black. I'm black. It was, it was like there was a lot of stuff going on there. Just made me do it. What is that?
What's that whistling sound?
Yeah, it's... Oh, okay. Oh, I see. Okay, so... Okay.
Cell phones and the other phones are going, but anyway, I'll let the other listeners, call in. So, anyway, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Great Christmas, and talk to you again next week.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, George. George?
Yes, okay, I'm here. Back.
Get away from the slot machines.
What's that?
I said, stay away from the slot machines.
From the what?
From the slot machines.
I don't gamble.
Yeah, that's what he always says. But he was a racer. Every racer I know gambles.
The race car driver.
Yeah, right. Oh, I don't gamble. I'll tell the truth. Were you at the track betting people you would win?
No. Uh-huh.
Silence.
No, we just went to race and have fun. And see how much we can really play with the opponent's mind.
That's so opposite when I was in high school racing.
I seem to remember somebody telling a story about there being like a hat full of money if you won a drag race.
Yeah.
I think I've heard that story somewhere.
Well,
along
but
the
you
line.
See, that's not betting.
Oh, okay.
That's winning.
Well, if you're betting on yourself, it's not gambling.
Have a question or anything like that, give us a call at 888-5204.
That's funny.
Never mind the overriding act of racing in itself is gambling with your life.
Hey, racing is safe.
Going off the air after this month. It's ending. It's sad, but, financial difficulty.
Well, we could have a fundraiser.
Or we probably could broadcast on the internet.
Yeah, we could, but... Let's don't jump too quickly.
Yeah, that's right.
There's a lot more to that than phone lines and people calling in but anyway, onward and upward. Again, give us a call, 888-5204. We're here, KWAI, 1080 AM, in Honolulu, Hawaii. It's cold, yeah. But it's a clear, beautiful day. I'm in the studio with the amazingly talented, sophisticated Christy to my right. And Engineer of the Year, Bob, in front of me. And we're having a great time here. We got George in Vegas. We got everything's covered. What else can there be?
I just want to let people know that the BMW dealership here in Vegas is fantastic. They serve snacks to the customers. How's that?
Wait.
So does the one in Honolulu.
Yeah, I was just in the one.
They have like this. Like $10,000 espresso machine or something.
I was just gonna say, I walk by this espresso machine. I'm like, well, am I in Starbucks or is it a BMW dealer?
Yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome.
Well, for what they charge for the car, I mean, they ought to give you some. So, like, can I just walk in and not buy a car and get some snacks?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. You know, we probably shouldn't say that because BMW will be calling us up court. What have you done? There's like 100 people in our showroom. Hey, free advertising.
That's right.
Okay, now we're all laughing. See, you have that moment where, did Bob just say that?
Yeah.
So anyway, so one of the things that I wanted to talk about, because I rarely get to be on the radio longer than a minute, was the rail. And Bob and I were sitting here discussing alternatives to the rail. And I'm not going to put words in his mouth. I'll just say he supports it.
Which I'm part of the 52% of the city that does.
Which is, like I said, I have no complaint. You can support it. I just had a different opinion. And then when people ask me to explain it, I would hope it makes sense. So it goes something like this. You build H4, which goes from Haleiwa all the way down to Hawaiʻi, say Sea Life Park, somewhere around in there. Okay, so now you have a beltway system similar to the mainland. So a lot of your traffic, you would now have the option.
So you're saying it's a north loop that goes over the mountains and down the shore and down the windward side.
Yeah, like it's
a north loop.
Yeah,
okay.
It's all on the windward side.
Well, because there's something called H1 that already goes from Haleiwa to Sea Life Park.
So
just want to make sure I got that clear.
Right, so that's why I called it H4. So there's no confusion.
Because it's one more than three.
Right, exactly.
Okay,
and I never got H2 anyway, but never mind. Anyway, so you have H4, which gives you an option of going over the Leaky Leaky and on a highway that may be 20 minutes, you're home, 30 minutes. Now, again, everybody, well, what? Because for some reason that nobody can explain to me, if you lose two lanes on H1, the entire island shuts down, the highway backs up, and it takes you 7 hours to get home. Nobody could explain that to me. I'm going, that doesn't make any sense. How does that happen? Remember when the Zipmobile broke down?
Yeah. Well, no, I grew up in Washington, D.C. in the 70s. I know exactly what happens when you get more cars on the road. It probably isn't radically different than Baltimore at the same time.
Yeah, but what I'm talking about is the fact that you had gridlock, that no cars were moving. For two lanes, that's impossible. I took traffic engineering. Even if you have a four-lane road and you reduce it to two lanes, you do have a backlog, but you still have traffic moving. It takes you longer. So I was always confused when people were talking about they were down by the airport, stuck, like they didn't move for hours. And I'm going, well, there's got to be some other stuff going on. But I never got an explanation. So maybe somebody could call, 888-5204 and tell me. No, Roland Bob, as usual, you're lost in your own ya-ya land, and this is what happened. Because you could go over the mountain to the Leaky Leaky, right?
Oh, you're talking about if you have the loop available, that's what can
happen. But I mean, even now.
Then you have like a ring of reliability, so you have some way to handle
it. You always have some way to go. And then, so, again.
Where would you put it? I mean, sooner or later, you got to get to physically put that.
Up along the mountain, like they did H3, when it comes out the mountain along Kaneohe. Not along the beach. So you have two roads because, again, we keep building a single road. So when you have a little accident, nobody can go. You get it away from the ocean, because, duh, the big waves come, like it's happening to Sunset now, right? They don't want people to go up there because the waves are coming over the road. Now, you see, now Bob's starting to look at me like, you know, and if you still want the rail, I mean, you got the rail already.
You could do it, but you theoretically could do it. I think you have a little bit of a cultural problem with putting the highway up against the mountain like that, but that's...
Well, but
that's minor. The real issue is, and this is why I'm more pro rail than anything else. Is to not scar that side of the island. You got to keep the country country. If you're going to expand the city over the mountains, then really you don't need the rail at all. But the object is, I would say, to keep the green and keep as much of a Wahoo.
Right.
As well. Otherwise, you're just selling a Wahoo off to be Hong Kong. And if you're going to do that, you need the rail anyway.
Well, because, again, I'm not proposing building houses. I'm proposing you have another traffic avenue around the island.
Yeah, but it's urbanization of a rural area.
But the only way you stop urbanization is sterilization. Because what you'd have to do is tell people they can't have kids.
Well, no, you're gonna have a population problem no matter what you do. It's coming. It's a pay me now, pay me later situation.
Right.
Now, if you want to,
wait, I forgot George is on there.
Hang on, you guys, hang on.
Is there somebody named George on the?
Well, it's only his show.
The politicians. I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna get in hot water, but follow the money. The politicians never do anything for the people. Never.
No, that's... I would agree with that.
There's no argument there.
And listen. We can't afford the rail. So how come we're having a rail?
Because it's already here.
You can't afford a Rolls Royce or a Ferrari. You're not going to put yourself in jeopardy and buy one.
If you're the government, you can, because you have a...
The thing for this rail, if they're not going to use it. There was a study made back in the 70s. An engineer from France made the study, and he said, no, rail will never work in Hawaii. It'll work any place on the mainland, other countries, but Hawaii is special. It's not going to work. And he explained why. Because people of Hawaii don't go from point A to point B. They go point A, B, right. C, D, and then...
No, I've actually... That's has one of the studies. The problem with, a rail...
Yeah, but they do that everywhere.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, all rail systems have this inherent thing where you're on the rail because you only want to go from point A to point B. You don't want to get in the rail...
It's a commute,
Safeway... Stop at L&L, pick up your kid at babysitting, that doesn't work. Which goes to my other point about the cultural shift to get people out of their cars.
Yeah.
It's difficult.
That never happens in Hawaii.
Right, because everybody I know, and again, since I'm here, I can talk as long as I want. So you're always going to have this increase. And I will use a neighborhood house. And the guy has two kids, boy and a girl. And let's make them 19 and 21. Okay. Both of them get a car. So you add two cars to your street. Right? Okay. Now, your 21-year-old's boyfriend, girlfriend, whichever, wants to come hang out. It's another car on the street. And I can tell you, a lot of my friends at 21, they're letting the girlfriends move in with the boyfriend and live at the house with the parents. I'm not judging. I could never imagine going in my house and telling my dad my girlfriend was moving in. Just would have never happened. But I'm from old school. So you always have this increase in your neighborhood of vehicles. And there's no increase in parking. And the culture is people want a car. From the time you grow up, they put, my neighbor's got a little battery-powered freaking Barbie thing that, wait, do my neighbors listen to this show? Because I got to tell you, 8 in the morning, this car is driving up and down by my window. And I'm going, you have to be kidding me. But this is what happens. So as I was telling Bob, you need to move cars, right? Because people want to go places. They don't want to get out of the car. The rail can be supplemental. I'm not going to, it's already being built. So I've already given up. It's here. There's no need to fight it. I mean, it's here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are you going to do? You can't tear it down. Well, you could.
Well, I tell you, let me explain something before you guys go any further. Like I mentioned, the politicians will never do things for the people. Okay? And I said, follow the paper trail. It's going to come out later on, way into the future, what the real reason for rail was. And it wasn't for people. Okay? It wasn't.
It was for who?
I can't say it on the radio.
Who made the,
I know.
Those light cars? Hitachi.
No, it's going to come out later on, down the road. Okay? That's like the convention center. Convention center wasn't built the way it's supposed to be. Anyway, the convention center originally was supposed to be built private money. Why was it built with public money? Did anybody figure it out or ask?
Well, I can tell you why I wouldn't have built it. I don't know why I wouldn't have built it.
Bob, think about it. Okay? If you're going to buy a car, okay, with your money, and...
Are you choking somebody back there with your other hand?
Okay, if you're going to buy a car, okay, and somebody else says, hey, I'm going to buy it for you, you're not going to complain.
No.
Right?
Well, unless they put me in one of those little smart cars. But you know what, George, you need to hang on. We need to take
one,
a break.
You got to go to a break.
Okay. You're listening to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita and Rolling Bob. We'll be right back after this break. She's
real fine, my boy. I went to a party and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita, I want you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here is Mr. George Nita.
All right, welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with your host, George Nita, on the phone live from Las Vegas, California. I'm here rolling Bob in the studio for once, so give us a call. 888-5204 with non-rolling Bob the engineer and rolling Kristen. No, Kristen, you need a like name, a like superhero name. Well, anyway, you work on that. So go ahead, George. You were saying?
Convention Center was originally going to be built with private money. To come towards the one that's going to build it. Why was it taken away from him and built with state money?
Well, I can tell
you. Anybody bother to ask?
Well,
the example, let me give you an example, Bob. Here you have a big bowl of money and people are just sticking their hand in and helping themselves. If you say anything, you think they're going to stop? You're going to keep taking. Okay? And when you say stop, that's when they stop. Now, when the people get up and say something about all this so-called corruption that's happening, it will never stop.
No, because people are getting paid.
Yes.
That's the really sad bottom line of the whole thing. As long as somebody's getting paid, and you know humans, we could justify anything. Because as a wise person once told me, nobody does anything they think is wrong. And that's a very deep. Because you go, but what about, no. Anybody that breaks in a house, if you ask them, will tell you why they did it. And it wasn't because they were wrong. Well, they're rich people and they can afford it or, you know, just any excuse. But if you believe something's wrong, you won't do it. And I'm coming around to, you know, if you pay me, I'll be the spokesman for the rest. Ain't too proud to beg, as the old song would say.
Well, you know, way back, Bob, when I was one of the original board of directors for ATDA, I had people come to me and tell me that it's too expensive to build the condos on the high-rises in Kakapo because the rules we had made it too expensive. The rules we had was for the people and for the builders too, but it's mostly for the people. It's supposed to have view corridors so the people of Hawaii can see the mountain to the ocean. It's not like that anymore.
Okay. Hey, George, listen.
They're supposed to pay for the sewer improvement. Nobody paid for it. So who's going to pay? The taxpayer is going to pay. Everything, the people will pay. That's how it happens. That's how everything is going in Hawaii. And that's really sad. Really, really sad.
Yep. Hey, George, we have a caller. We got Bruce on the line. Okay, so this is what's going to happen, just so everybody's clear. If we have both of you on, we're going to get that buzz. So you're going to go on hold. So Bruce could talk, and then we'll. So you know, in other words, don't start talking till I tell you to talk. Ah, I love that power.
Uh oh, we've got Bob in charge of the buttons.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, Bruce, how you doing today? Merry Christmas! Welcome
hey,
to Automotive 101.
Good to hear you on the radio. It was good to hear you be a co-host. Maybe today in the last show.
Yeah, because I'm the host.
The last two shows be something special before going off the air.
Well, thank you, Bruce.
I didn't get to hear the first 5 minutes. Why is George in Las Vegas?
Oh, his daughter is ill. So he had a family emergency.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
And that's all I know.
You know what? I was listening. I wasn't going to call in. I was just going to listen today. But when I heard you talking about this, you being H4, I totally agree. We need a bigger freeway from, like you said, Haleiwa
going all the way to maybe Hawaii Kai. But I also believe we should have a extension of the A3 from Papale all the way to Makaha. The people are there in traffic like a couple hours. I've been down there many times. You're stuck in traffic for hours. And what if you got some kind of emergency?
No,
what if you got a tsunami coming? You
know, yep. I
mean, you cannot escape. They need, and then all the accidents are head off because Farrington Highway is obsolete. There's no medial barrier to protect you. You need a new state-of-art freeway extension of A3 from Kapolei to Makaha. And then, yeah, you can do that on, I looked at all the geographics and studied, you know, the land and everything. You can have a freeway on the mountain and, on the mountainside, but then you need to make exits off of every community like Nanakuli, Wainai, Mahili, and all that. And you need to build maybe a 6 or 8 lane highway with a medial barrier that is connected to the off and on ramps to the new freeway and also connected to all the communities all the way to the original Farrington if you want to go down to that area down the beach. But they need that. And then your H4, where are you going to put it? On the mountains, like you said, but in town, got to be double-decker. And it's not a case of keep the country or being, making it more urbanized. This island is already urbanized already, so it's like kind of ruined already.
You know, actually, Bruce, I agree with you, but I've driven around a lot. Why they call me Rolling Bob. And you know, like most places, there's a lot of empty space here. Believe it or not.
That's
and
true.
We don't have to go over the mountain. I mean, if you, the only problem we have is you put everybody in Ever Beach, right? But, you know, there's a lot of space on the island. So we shouldn't, you know, consider that there's room to grow. We don't have to, like, overgrow. And I really can't see certain parts of, like, the North Shore. It's just not practical for, you know, a large community.
The North Shore area is very dangerous on that, what is it, two-lane highway?
Right.
Head-ons. I don't know. At minimum, they need a medial barrier. Can I have these accidents over this? When they happen, it's really horrendous.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I mean,
well, listen.
Really nice when I used to drive up
Bruce?
There, you
Bruce?
Know, looking at all the scenery and
Bruce?
The land and the pineapple fields and
yeah.
the
Bruce?
Mountain. It's really beautiful, but
Bruce?
You need to do something about that.
Bruce, my brother. Bruce, I love you like a brother, man. I got to go. We got people lined up on the call. Thanks again for calling in. Merry Christmas.
Quick, what George was saying, follow the money.
Yep.
And the politicians won't do anything for people, but they won't do anything
okay.
for 3 years.
Aloha, brother.
Yeah. Okay, take care.
Yeah. George. Wait, we're getting you back, George. George.
Yes.
Yeah, you have anything you want to say to Bruce?
You know, the whole thing on development in Hawaii, people are talking normal, but the development is not a development like it's saying to be. Like, a lot of people don't understand about H3. H3 wasn't put in for what people think it was put in for.
Right. No, that's true. Most people don't know the real reason.
The real truth for H3 is not what people think. And someday it will come out and people will learn that it wasn't done for the people.
Oh, no, it was done. It's part of the Eisenhower Freeway system that connects military bases.
No. That's what it was intended to let you think, but it wasn't. It wasn't for that. Okay?
Okay.
It was entirely different. Okay?
Okay. Well, listen, we got...
But I can't say it on the radio.
Okay.
but it's not what people think. And that's what really saddens me about everything about Hawaii. You know, it's really sad. And I grew up in Hawaii, and the old days, I really loved Waikiki. Waikiki had only 3 hotels.
Well, those days are gone.
Moana and the Princess Kailani.
Okay, hang on, George. We got Casey on the line, I believe.
Hi, Casey.
Hi, Casey. Merry Christmas. Welcome to Automotive 101.
I recall George talking about if we had a racetrack here in Hawaii, the economy would help the economy. And since he's in Vegas, my in-laws live in a town outside of Vegas called Pahrump, Nevada. It's more of a retired community. They just recently put in a racetrack, and now their economy is booming.
Right. They're also getting a new stadium.
Yeah.
In Vegas for the Raiders.
I heard Jay Leno featured on a TV show.
The Raiders, you don't know that, Pop? The Raiders are moving to Vegas.
I thought that was going to be the city proper. I didn't think that was going to be in the suburb.
Well, but, you know.
Pahrump is a suburb.
But you get.
Yeah, right on the strip.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It was going to be in the city, not out in the burbs.
Right,
yeah.
But I meant that. Yeah. But that influx.
They're building in the city is your general point.
But I mean that will affect, you know, everybody around Vegas is going to benefit from that, especially if you're in construction right now.
I just wanted to share the comment about the racetrack. How would it help you?
Oh no, I'm going to tell you. I'm a huge NASCAR fan. I just love NASCAR. Yeah. I've been trying to figure out a way to get them to come here for a special race. If I only had like a couple of billion dollars, don't ask for much. And I wouldn't spend it all on myself, people. I will spend it on you. So send those checks.
Giver, Bob.
Put it in the rail.
Anyway, let's get George to comment.
But, you know, it's common sense. Where is common sense today? There's no such thing. Okay? Number one, Vegas is all about money. They would not put anything in that doesn't bring money. Vegas for years and years never had a racetrack. They found that having a racetrack makes money. Honolulu destroys the racetrack instead of keeping it. And that hurt the economy. Okay, another thing, you know, people complain about, they say about the rail and things like that. We need things in Hawaii that will bring the economy up. Look at Brazil. Brazil back in the 50s was third world, folks. Third world, very poor. They went to ethanol and now they're rich. All you have to do is follow and copy the other person, the other country. When we had sugarcane and pineapple, life was good. Why? Because not all the students in school had the money to go to college. But in pineapple and sugarcane, anybody can work there. You don't have to have a college degree. So back then, you never saw homeless. But when they got rid of pineapple and sugarcane, it slowly came in. Now we're the highest homeless state in the USA.
Yep. No, I just read that.
All you have to do is instead of sugar, you make ethanol from sugarcane. The bagasse, the rubbish from the first batch, you can ferment it again and make another batch of ethanol to run all the power plants. You don't need solar. You don't need wind power because everything you're making the electricity from, it's free. It's from rubbish and it's clean. This is what you call green energy, real green energy. And ethanol's exhaust produces oxygen, not like gasoline produces carbon monoxide. So, but, you know, like I said, it's very difficult to try to convince people about the good. It's really sad.
Nope, it's been a battle for...
The environment is all being, it's been washed away by the exhaust fumes. The zillions of cars that are burning gasoline is eating up the oxygen. If you go to Brazil, that's the only country that is oxygen rich because everybody there is on ethanol. I don't understand it. I mean, Aloha Airlines, I called them when they were closing down. I told them to run ethanol instead of jet fuel. Ethanol can be put in the jet and run without any conversion. And it's cheaper and flies four times farther. Nobody listens. Okay? The housing thing. Kakaako was designed, redesigned it, so people can work and live in the same area and not have to drive down the freeway. But it went to luxury. $3-4 million condos. How can the local people afford that?
And they're all sold.
So, they're not working in the area. They got rid of all the industrial area and got them out. And if you think I'm not saying the truth, go check. Go check with the realtors. The landowners do not want industrial and mostly automotive on their property.
Well, you know, one of the big things now going on is that you have environmental concerns, and a lot of companies are just not willing to take the risk. Look at gas stations. They close a gas station. They never reopen a new one. And I ask them, and they go, well, there's tanks, and you have to clean up the soil, and it's cheaper to just leave it an empty lot than to build a building on it. So I, like, feel both sides of it. It's just, I'm just trying to, you know, give, like, a little bit of the other side, not saying that what George is saying is wrong, but there, you know, it's not always just, there's other considerations. I mean...
Well, if you look at Hilo, Hilo, I think, has only three auto repair shops. What you would call, you know, legalized auto repair shops. As far as environmental, Bob, I learned that the environmental department in Honolulu is being paid off.
Okay. Well, see, we're all... Everybody stop. We're listening. Okay. Now, remember, that's George in Vegas, not Rolling Bob.
Because where the convention center is, it's full of oil. They're not supposed to have built on it.
Right, and that's the only people that'll do it is the government, because you can't sue them. Which is probably why went from a private company to...
Sucampo got the permit to build. He wasn't government. He was private. Okay? He got the permit. So, it's all payoff. You know, this is so sickening. Really sickening. They're destroying Hawaii. The most beautiful place in the world.
No, well, it is beautiful. And again, I'm not sure what we can do. I mean, I know we talk about it. We've been talking about it for years. And
we cannot do it because we don't have the money.
And it's just and actually, I was having a conversation this morning about the nature of people. That there is a natural way that people act. People are, for the most part, predictable. In certain situations, you know that if you bring your new girlfriend home to meet your wife, she's probably going to be mad. That's not a picking on any one particular person. That's just a fact of humans, right? Christy's over here going, yep, and I'd be stabbing them too. But so, you know, greed, we all want to do better and we all hopefully try to do what's best. But again, greed comes in, but I don't know how you could do that. I don't know how you could change human beings because it's all over the world. It isn't just Hawaii. You go anywhere and it's corruption. Baltimore, D.C., Seattle.
More corrupt in Hawaii than any place.
You know, I don't know. I'm from Baltimore. They just got, the mayor got put in, it's a mess. And the council, and my friend who was running for mayor, got busted during the campaign because she was taking Target gift cards that were supposed to go to underprivileged kids and giving them to her friends for Christmas presents. Why? Well, that's what I mean. Why?
My concern is about Hawaii.
But my that's what I'm saying. You can go. Hawaii. You can go anywhere, and when people get in power, they serve their own interests. And you hope that the person you put in power has the same interest as you. And I've always said this. I'm going to let George finish up because we're getting near the end. But this is what I always say. In Hawaii, the majority of people are employed by the government. That's your largest employer in the state. Your largest voting bloc, government employees. Who are the government employees going to vote for? Rolling Bob, who comes in and says, I'm going to cut the government in half. And I'm going to cut back on everything, or the person that says, I'm going to build this for you. I'm going to build a rail. I'm going to build. I'm going to love your kids. The schools are going to be better. And once they get elected, well, I got the rail done. But what about the schools? Oh, yeah, well, we're going to work on that. I mean, we were talking about news cycles. Anybody talk about AC in the schools? Couple of years, weeks, months ago, wasn't that like, oh my God, the kids and the schools, and if we don't AC them, they're all dying. Here we are. I guarantee you, maybe one or two schools got AC. It's the cycle. And there's, I don't know how you break it. How do you break it? Anybody? I'm looking at my cohorts here. We're all looking. I mean, it's, I don't know.
You break the machine is how you break it.
But that's how do you break the machine when the people in the machine are all happy? Because I can guarantee you.
Don't vote to vote.
Right. But I can guarantee you, if you randomly walk into somewhere and ask a person political questions, they probably can't answer half of them. But are they happy? Yeah. You good paying job? Yeah. I go home happy with my kids. Yeah, the rail's kind of the convention center. Yeah, they kind of squandered the money. But you know what? At the end of the day, I'm happy. Got my kids, my friends. We're sitting down to Christmas dinner. We love everybody. I don't know why you guys are all worked up. That's what a lot of people tell me.
There's a lot of people in Hawaii that are not happy, Bob. A lot. That's why in Vegas, there's over 350,000 Hawaii people living here now.
Yeah.
And they're moving every month.
No, I just saw a thing the other day about the people moving out of Hawaii. But there's also people moving in, so I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of like the ocean. People moving in are not from America. They're from Asia, mostly from Asia.
Yeah.
So they have the money.
Well, good. Well, spend some on Rolling Bob. Hire Rolling Bob to come to your house and play bass at your Christmas party for $1,000. George. Anyway, George, we got to wrap things up here, my brother. So Merry Christmas. And I understand Wanda's there with you. Say hi and give my hugs to your daughter. And we'll be praying for a speedy recovery.
Okay.
Reminder again, this is Hawaii, folks. Take care of Hawaii. And take care of each other. And please, don't drink and drive. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.
see.